about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I want you all to be aware of what's involved here. This isn't a prank. If it doesn't work out, it'll mean your jobs. Probably even your careers.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Woo! I know where you're at, man. You had it all. Now it's gone. It's torn a hole in your soul. Bigger than my Escalade. So you turn to the drugs. The alcohol. The pornography. Freebasing with O.J. Human trafficking. Dogfight / orgies. Darkness. Well, let me tell you something. As a man who has come through the dark and into the light, I can assure you that the will of the Lord is not limited to just me. If you need me, I'm here for you. Not just as a friend, as a brother in Christ.
If you mess with the bull, get back on that horse.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Holy crap, I am peeing my pants.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Bubbles for Algernon.
Roll another one.
8 minutes from death.
Just like the other one.
7 Sundays in May.
This one seems to be about quit.
The pink.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
You're talking out of your ass, dummy.
Roll another one.
These are not people. Just remember that.
Just like the other.
Just said that out loud.
This one seems to be about
spend. Hey, doesn't that sound wild?
And I don't have another cent.
Would you believe a girl from LA would love Bill Withers?
Have you ever wanted to lick your cat?
Just pass it around.
That's a deal.
And the bogart that joined, my friend.
Yeah.
And now,
to get people excited, like when Carly Rae Jepsen puts out an amazing single and you have to wait 6 weeks for the album to come out. She's great, I'm not apologizing.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 23rd of March.
Yeah.
What's happening?
You know, I definitely am not sick.
Oh, no.
I am not. Don't think I am.
This is how last time started. You lost your voice.
Right?
And you said, oh, no, everything else is great.
No, for the past couple days, I've been thinking something's up.
Oh, no.
But I thought it was just, you know, the rain washing away pain.
I'm sorry?
What? you know, when it's rainy, it brings up, like, all the pollen. And I'm not a scientist.
Okay. It sounds like it, but go ahead.
But also, when the rain comes, then everything's clearer.
Right.
And people wrote songs about it. I can think clearly now. See clearly now. God,
What's happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're totally sick?
No. I will be probably tomorrow or Sunday completely out.
I see. Okay.
But right now is the last thread.
Okay.
Yeah, but I am going to inhale a lot of coffee.
All right. And
so
do you think you'll make it through 10 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
You will?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. But then after that, you're done for.
Good night.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's just you and NyQuil for the whole weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good times.
Yeah. At least I got a roof over my – oh.
Yeah, Allie had to – she didn't have to shower this morning. She just stepped outside. She didn't even have to step outside,
nope.
It turns out.
Walked into my dining room.
We will
maybe that could be it.
I mean, maybe.
Oh. We'll talk about that
it's
later.
It's very possible.
Yeah.
I want to start with this story. Tons of gold fall from the sky as Russian cargo plane malfunctions on takeoff.
Oh.
More than 170 gold bars fell from the sky after a plane's hatch flew open. Police are unsure if it was accidental or criminal.
Oh, my.
Basically, it just opened up and they were gold bars dropping from the sky.
Does it say how high up they were?
It doesn't. It says on after the plane took off, so it doesn't sound like it was at full height yet. But the aircraft was carrying $374 million
Come on.
Worth of gold.
Yeah, no way that was meant to be. Of course it was.
A total robbery?
Yes.
But then if you're the robbers, then aren't you like the bars are falling like slow. There are bars that fell 15 miles from the site of the plane.
I would think it would be totally choreographed. Like, you know where those bars are dropping. You have people in place. This was an inside job. Check Robbie, the pilot.
Robbie?
I don't know. Oh, is it Russia?
Check Robbie, the pilot. apparently, the aircraft was carrying gold and diamonds. Doesn't say any diamonds fell, but only the gold. According to the TASS news agency, Russian authorities have recovered more than 170 bars. So they've recovered those, but they haven't said how many have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine now in the middle of Russia?
Yeah.
Where it's freezing. People are looking for gold like it's a new gold rush.
Yeah.
That's insane. The thieves are going, why didn't we think of this? This is terrible.
Yeah.
We have no idea where these gold bars are. And what do you do with a gold bar when you get it?
I believe you'd melt it down.
Okay. And then just what? Sell it to gold people?
Yep. Indeed. Indeed.
Anyway, the plane was traveling from Yakutsk Airport, a major diamond-producing region, to Krasnoyarsk. And I'm pretty sure I said that right.
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
They made an emergency landing after realizing that they were dropping all of the gold onto the ground.
And how do you know you're dropping the gold? Like something comes on the dashboard. I assume it's a dashboard. Like,
and Robbie sees
the hatch open and he's like, wait, that's the hatch to the gold. I don't know why Robbie
is. I don't either.
From the south.
He's from the south.
And he's a pilot in Russia. But come on. This reeks of an inside job. No?
I agree. All the story says is they haven't determined that yet.
Come on.
But what are the chances that it just happened on accident?
Yeah.
I agree with you.
It doesn't take Matlock.
It was Robbie or Bobby or whoever that was.
Wait, was Matlock a detective or
I never watched Matlock.
Was he a doctor?
I think he was a PI.
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I should have used an earlier reference.
Right. Something some of us would have recognized. Yeah. That would have helped, sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Keep it 100 because it's Friday. We love that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a brand new internet roundup for you. Beer Mug was on the red carpet for Game Over, man. And he actually got stars this time. He talked to movie stars.
Mm-mm.
Did. Seth Rogen, one of them.
Oh.
Yes.
Real stars.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. Usually they avoid him like the plague, but for some reason, he was able to talk to a bunch of people.
Oh, can't wait.
So we got those interviews coming up today. We've got your WonderCon tickets. We're going to talk about Allie and her problems at home with water, which are plenty.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about weird sexual fetishes as well, plus tickets for the sold-out April Kevin and Bean April Foolishness. So that's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 5:54. About an hour from now, we've got tickets for the sold-out April Foolishness.
Okay.
You have to earn them with a game, but that's coming up. Right now, it's time for a look at what's happening with Allie.
Well, first of all, I apologize. I didn't wish you a happy National Puppy Day
when we started
the show. Mm-hmm. It is
that,
indeed.
That changes everything.
Yeah. I mean, how are you going to celebrate?
I mean, I haven't had time to really formulate a whole plan yet, as you just told me about
Snuck up on you.
Yeah. I don't have a puppy.
Uh-huh.
So I'll probably kidnap one.
Okay. A little dog napping.
Sure.
A little later. Mm-hmm. All right. Also, I just want to bring up, because we're both big hockey fans.
Yeah.
On this date in 1994, a young man named Wayne Gretzky broke Gordie Howe's NHL record with his 802nd goal.
It's unimaginable.
Unbelievable. By the way, he still has that record with 894 career goals. And then I was looking through the list of, like, who's even near him.
Right.
Yeah, so Wayne Gretzky, total 894. Gordie Howe, 801. Jaromir Jagr, 766. Then it goes Brett Hull, Marcel Dion.
Sure.
We love. Are you kidding? Phil Esposito. And, like, the list just goes down. I'm like, no one's heard of these guys in 40 years. That record will never, ever, ever come close to being broken.
It does seem untouchable.
Right?
Yeah.
And you don't think that about records.
Was that the game when he scored his 802nd? Was that the goal that they drove out the fancy car under the ice for him? Do you remember?
I would assume so.
Yeah.
Right? And Bruce McNall is like, yeah, I'm about to go to jail.
Yeah. And that car, by the way, I think, if I heard correctly, was used.
No!
Yes. If you know much about Bruce McNall, yeah, you know that was probably the case.
Oh, my gosh.
It was a used car. To look new.
That's amazing.
Yes. I'm not 100% positive, but
I'm sticking with it because I really like that story. Wow. Yeah, if you were a Kings fan back in the 90s at the Forum, oof, you knew Bruce McNall was going down
did.
For something.
Yep.
You're like, something's off with that dude.
But I remember I was there that night, and I remember them bringing that car out, and I was like, that is beautiful, unbelievable that he's just going to give him that car.
Yeah.
And then I found out it was used.
That's amazing. I really like it. Just want to remind you guys, no winner in Tuesday night's drawing for the Mega Millions. That means tonight's drawing, valued at $421 million. That's a $250 million cash value. So, see ya. All right?
You haven't been buying tickets, have you?
No.
For real.
But I will
tonight.
Because
I actually started maybe.
Did you?
Yeah, maybe in the last couple of months.
I'm very persuasive.
I actually started thinking, all right, well, you know, the odds are astronomical.
Someone's got to win.
But the person who wins has the same odds I do.
Yeah, what are those odds if you buy, like, two tickets?
257 trillion.
They do double.
To nine.
Oh, to nine.
I don't know how they work it out exactly.
1709?
I'm not great at math. But,
okay.
Yeah, I have been buying them pretty much regularly now.
All right. Going to buy one today?
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to buy one today on my way home.
Oh, see what? You two, yeah. Come on now.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy two.
That'll double your chances.
Yeah.
I hear it doubles your chances.
Yeah.
That's perfect math. That's
I heard as well. So the bigwigs over at American Idol, they spent a dime on talent for that show. And by a dime, millions upon millions of dollars.
Didn't Katy Perry get 25 herself?
Oh, I believe 45.
Oh, 45.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. They're not very pleased that they are coming in behind The Voice. And sources tell Radar Online that producers are flipping out over the ratings, and they think that Ryan Seacrest's sexual harassment scandal could be to blame. And word is Katy Perry is in the hot seat to deliver numbers because she has that $45 million contract. Have they considered it all that no one wanted this show? Has that crossed their mind? Maybe let's not blame Ryan.
Right.
Maybe no one wanted this back.
Well, and maybe it's because The Voice is a superior show.
So much
it's
better.
It's so much better because the judges get to, you know.
Yeah.
The contestants get to pick amongst the judges to start out with.
Yeah, you actually
and then they
see,
coach them. It's crazy.
I haven't watched American Idol, I will be completely honest, since Kelly Clarkson, which I believe was season one.
Yeah.
But The Voice, like the way that they go through and they establish these relationships with the judges and it becomes so invested and personal between them. Plus, when you've got Alicia Keys and you've got Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, true.
And Blake, not Griffin, Shelton.
Blake Shelton, yes.
And the other guy?
The Maroon 5 guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
They all really, really seem to get along and like each other.
They do. They give each other a hard time.
Yeah, it's a camaraderie, and it's really kind of nice to see. So if the bigwigs at American Idol need me to break it down for them.
I'm sure they pretty much have that going on right now.
If you're listening right now, give a call. 1-800-520.
No?
You don't want the producer? Okay. No. All right. Some birthdays for you. Blur and Gorillaz singer Damon Albarn. And actresses Catherine Keener. Keener.
Mm-hmm.
She's good. I know that.
There's two E's after K, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Keener. You all right?
And Keri Russell.
Okay.
Happy birthday. That's what's happening.
We've got your WonderCon tickets coming up in a few minutes. And we've got your April Foolishness tickets coming up as well. So I texted Allie last night to talk about the Kings and how they were destroying Colorado.
Yeah.
It was such a sweet game. And she said that she was having a little problem, a tiny problem,
mm-hmm.
maybe a medium-sized problem.
Yeah.
Could be a big problem.
Yeah. We're experiencing some of the heaviest rains we've had in quite some time, maybe years, really.
Right.
I guess my roof wasn't ready for it in a way that it should be.
Because?
Roofy. Because, well, and here's where I think I might be a little bit at fault.
Okay.
I thought that this kind of like shadow on my ceiling was was from...
Wait. When did you see the shadow?
A while ago?
By a while, you mean a week? A month? A year?
Like a year.
You saw a shadow on your ceiling?
Yeah. But it never really occurred to me that I thought maybe it was just the curtains, like a shadow, and then when it...
But you saw it every day, and the curtains were probably closed one day and open the next.
But I wouldn't look up every day.
Okay.
I would just randomly see it and be like, that's odd. So that's a problem.
That may be a huge problem.
Yeah, you should not have shadows on your ceiling. It could mean, I come to find out, quite a lot.
It's very easy to check as well. Just change the lighting. And if it's still there...
Turns out it is.
Mm.
Yeah. So the rains were getting heavier and heavier. And what caught my eye back to the shadow was now, like, dare I say, glistening?
Because it was moist?
Oh, you just made it worse.
Was it or wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. So apparently I have a problem with my ceiling. And... I'm glamping now. I'm glamorous camping.
Camping inside
my home. Mm-hmm. But did you know that they can put a little thing up and it lets you know if it's an active leak? Like it's almost like a stud detector, but it's for leaks.
Okay.
It's active.
It's active,
so,
right.
So, yeah.
I mean, I think
glistening.
I think it wouldn't have been glistening. It would have been dry.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have gone full moist had it not...
Oh, for the love.
Had it been inactive.
Yeah.
So it's active, and now you're in a tent inside your house.
Inside my house, in a tent. Mm-hmm. I just want to put it out there to anyone listening. If you have, what do you take camping? Those lanterns, oil burning.
Yeah, lantern.
Okay,
sure.
I need a lantern.
Freeze-dried food.
Freeze-dried food would be great. Uh-huh. I'll need a cooler that locks because of bears.
At your house?
I'm camping.
You can't be too careful.
I'm camping, Kevin.
Right, but you're camping in your house.
I know, but still.
Still, okay.
Yeah. What else do you take camping?
Well, you need to start a fire. You need to be able to start a fire.
Yeah, I'm fine. I have a heater.
You have a heater. Okay.
Yeah, I could do that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Omar just walked in with a giant smile on his face.
Oh.
Omar, this is a weird thing about Omar that we found out sort of in the last few years is that not only is he Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
He loves working on homes.
Yeah, home improvement guy.
I'm like Tim Allen from Home Improvement.
But, but on the real side.
Yeah, but and also not a dick.
debatable. Right. Okay.
But
first of all, before you ask her any questions, you have no idea how much this might cost.
Oh, it's not going to be cheap.
And there's nothing worse than putting money into a roof because then it's just a roof again. You don't have anything great. You don't have anything new that you can play
absolutely.
With.
Right.
You just get it back to normal.
Yeah, square one.
Okay.
However, you're probably dying because there's mold in
there. That's what I said to Kevin. Yeah. I said, I've probably been dying of mold for a year.
Absolutely.
That was my next text to him.
It's not a joke.
But
you need to get this taken care of right away.
But you were joking, right? About the mold.
A little bit, yeah. Oh, no.
If it's been an issue for any issue for, especially a year, if it's an issue for over like a month, bacteria starts building in there and it just get the little spores go through your drywall and they get into your room.
They come in through the moistness?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So you have to call one of these companies that come and restore. They'll dry everything out, make sure it's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can
you
do anything, Omar?
No, this has to be done by a professional.
Right.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if you want me to go there and save you some money, cut all the drywall out, and I could do that.
Okay.
But yeah, this is going to be a big job.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know what? Homeowners insurance, as long as your deductible is not too high, you should be all good.
Oh,
they'll cover all that, yeah.
Okay.
Do you know your deductible?
Insurance.
What?
Yeah.
You don't
I'm
have
kidding.
Insurance.
I am kidding.
We're giving away a pair of one-day passes to WonderCon Anaheim 2018. It's this weekend at the Anaheim Convention Center, and you're going to have to do it by naming that superhero movie.
Can you name that superhero movie? Can
Can you name that superhero movie? Can you name that superhero movie?
So we're going to put you on the line.
Can you name that superhero movie? Oh, can you name a superhero movie?
All right.
The movie is about a superhero. Can you name it?
Okay. All right. So we're going to play a clip from a superhero movie, and all you have to do is name that superhero movie. Let's start with Robert in Hacienda Heights. Hi, Robert.
Yes, sir. How's it going?
Well, thank you. Are you ready for your clip? I'm going to play a clip from a superhero movie. You just have to identify it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Here you go.
Because he knew the human race had the capacity for goodness, he sent us his only son. His name is Kal-El.
Starting easy. Right?
Absolutely.
What?
That is Superman.
That is Superman, yes. Well done. I don't know how you knew that. Thank you. Congratulations. He was laughing.
And he's in the drawing, right?
He's in the drawing, yes.
Okay.
We have three pair.
All right.
So the winners we're going to put on hold, and then we'll draw three winners. Edgar in Riverside, hi.
Hey, what's up?
We are doing Can You Name That Superhero Movie. You ready?
Yes.
Here's your clip.
And when I spun it really, really fast, it gave me the ability to fly.
You rode a hammer.
No, I didn't ride the hammer.
The hammer rode you on your back.
No. I used to spin it really fast, and it would pull me off the...
Oh, my God. The hammer pulled you off?
The ground. It would pull me off the ground, up into the air, and I would fly.
All right. What is that movie?
Thor.
Half right.
Ragnarok?
Yes, Thor Ragnarok. Congratulations. Hold on. You're going into the drawing. Let's go to Nick in Buena Park. Hi, Nick.
Morning. Good morning, Kevin. Morning, Allie.
Morning.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Here's your movie clip.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
How much you want?
Half.
Enough from the clown.
All right, which movie is that?
That's Heath Ledger playing the Joker in The Dark Knight.
Nice.
That is correct. Batman The Dark Knight. Well done. Hold on. You go into the drawing. All three people gotten it so far.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Robert F. in Ontario. Hi, Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Are you ready for your movie clip?
Yes.
Here you go.
Crow has escaped our pursuits for almost 30 years. Not capturing him is perhaps my father's greatest regret. I wish to bring Crow back here to stand trial.
Wakanda does not need a warrior right now. We need a king.
All right, is there any way that you possibly could know that one?
I'm kind of thinking it's a Batman movie. I just don't know the name of it. I don't know the actual name of the Batman.
Yeah, Wakanda is similar to Gotham.
It's, that's Black Panther.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. Wow. Okay, it's possible you didn't see it, right? A lot of people haven't seen it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
Wakanda,
it's fine. It's fine.
Chris in Los Alamitos, hi.
Hello.
Are you ready for your superhero movie?
Yes.
There you go.
You still think we're making you a superhero? We're making you a super slave.
Whatever they did to me made my body indestructible. But my face...
No.
Look at me.
I...
No, look at it.
No, I don't want to. Exactly.
All right, name that movie.
Deadpool.
Deadpool is correct. Nicely done.
You Yay!
Hold on. You're in the drawing. Let's go to Ross in Garden Grove. Hi, Ross.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We are good. Welcome to the Kevin DeBeach. Are you ready for your movie clip?
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
All right. Good luck.
The Amazons.
It is our sacred duty to defend the world. And I wish to go. But my mother will not allow it.
Well, I can't say I blame her. The way this war is going, I wouldn't want to let anyone I care about near it.
Anyway, you know that one.
That's the one with the super hot chick in Wonder Woman.
Yes, I guess that's
calm down, Ross, if you could. I mean, he's so monotone, I kind of love it.
It's possible he was super stoned, right?
I hope so.
Hold
yeah.
on a second.
Go back, yeah.
Hey, Ross.
Yeah.
You're stoned, right?
All the time.
All right. Okay. That's what I thought. All right. Hold on. We're going to put you in the drawing. All right. Let's go to line seven. Let's say hi to Ray in Whittier. Hi, Ray.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's your movie.
Gideon, Rebecca, Delilah.
Oh, who's that?
Victor,
who is that?
Anna, Gideon.
Who is that?
Your nurse. She read too many stories. You understand?
This all here, none of this, no existo, okay? You understand me? You understand? I am not taking you to North Dakota. Don't hit me! Don't hit me!
That's Logan.
That is Logan. Mm-hmm. Well done. All right, you hold on. And let's go to Hugo in West Covina. Hi, Hugo.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. We have one left. Are you ready for your movie clip?
Let's give it a shot.
Do you know Ross? You guys hanging out?
Is Ross your dealer by any stretch of the imagination? All right, here's your clip.
Now, the suit has power, and these are your greatest allies.
You're kind of cute.
When you're small, you have superhuman strength, so you need to know how to punch.
You want to show me how to punch? Show me how to punch.
That's how you punch.
All right, do you know that movie?
I think that might be Ant-Man.
That is Ant-Man, yes. Well done. All right, so we have 7 out of 8. They got them right. Only one got it wrong, and that was Black Panther. Maybe the biggest movie of all time.
Yeah, no big deal.
Who are our winners, Allie?
The first winner is Robert.
Robert, congratulations.
The second winner is Ray.
Ray, congrats.
And the third winner, I mean, if he can contain his excitement, Ross and Garden Grove.
Congratulations. Thanks for playing the game.
Can you name that superhero movie? Can you name that superhero movie? Can you name that superhero movie?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52. Hard to imagine that April Foolishness is 1 week from tomorrow.
What?
Already.
What?
Crazy, right? If you want to win tickets, we've been having people call in for the last couple of weeks with jokes. Mm-hmm. And most jokes suck. And most people suck at telling jokes, and I'm one of them. I can't tell a joke to save my life.
Okay.
So what we're looking for is punchlines. We do this occasionally where all we want is the punchline. You tell us the punchline. If it's interesting enough that we have to hear the joke, then we'll pick you. If not, we'll do a drawing, and then somebody will win. But you call 1-800-520-1067. With only the punchline, mm-hmm. and then we will play a contest next for tickets for the sold-out April Foolishness. Right now it's time for What's Happening with Allie.
Profile in the New York Times about Chris Evans, and we have learned a lot
about
Captain America. Yeah. So after completing reshoots for Avengers 4 this fall, Chris Evans will officially be done making Marvel movies. He confirmed he has no plans to return to the MCU, and like most of the lead Marvel characters, he initially signed up for the 6-movie contract. Avengers 4 extended that contract just to finish up Captain America's character arc, but after that, it's over. And here's his quote. You want to get off that train before they push you off. He expects that, like I said, the planned reshoots will be the end. But he said this. People don't recognize me at all. I can look them right in the eye. It's like I'm invisible. So he's over it. He's over wearing that costume. He wants to be recognized.
That's an odd thing for a celebrity to
he's
say.
He's so full
he's
of
joking,
it.
Right?
He's so full of it, yeah. And then he wound up talking about one of the things that he does in his spare time.
Okay.
He told the New York Times that he takes tap dancing 2 times a week in New York City.
I'm sorry, I thought you just said tap dancing.
I certainly did.
Are we still talking about Chris Evans?
Chris Evans, okay. Indeed. He believes it's an art form that's just waiting to have its day and says it's just simply awesome. Again, don't know if that's true.
Totally joking.
Need it to be true.
Yeah, agreed.
Can you imagine you go into tap dancing class and there's Chris Evans?
I can't imagine the first half of it, first of all, that I go into tap dancing class.
That's true.
It's not going to happen, but...
But you look over, and he's just like, lost art, right? Waiting to have its day.
Sure.
Is that Chris Evans?
I don't know who that is.
But something that really shocked people was the article revealing that he has called it quits with Jenny Slate. Again.
Oh.
They reconciled last October.
Oh, no kidding.
No one knew that because they're doing it correctly, keeping it out of the headlines. But apparently,
they got, refreshing.
Yeah, they got back together, spent the holidays with each other's family, and now it's over. You guys, I love them together.
Okay.
I don't know either of them, but they're both Massholes. They're both from Massachusetts. They seem to have a quirky, weird sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
They get each other.
Right, but if
she's adorable, he's adorable. Get it together.
But if they're not happy with each other, why do you want them to stay there?
I feel like they are.
Okay.
I just think it's not
overruling
their
breakup
right now.
Yeah.
I think you guys let it breathe. If you're listening right now, Chris Evans or Jenny Slate.
And that's highly likely.
Let it breathe for a bit, and what's meant to be will be.
If you want to keep a bird, let it free.
Right. Open that cage, bird, and sing,
and then,
Maya Angelou.
If it comes back, it was never meant to be.
It's meant to be.
Right.
Yeah.
That, if you're listening.
We could do some motivational posters, really screw some people up. Goodness gracious. Did you happen to see the shots of Ben Affleck's back?
No.
He was on the beach.
That scares
and,
me, though. That setup scares me.
There were rumors before that he had this whole back tattoo.
Oh,
and it was
okay.
A phoenix. And then he's like, no, that's for a movie, you guys. Not true. And then pictures came out last week of the tattoo.
Still there?
Very much real.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's one of the worst things you can ever
really?
See in your life. Like, to the point where even J-Lo was commenting on it. She's like, no. I mean, that's too much color. It's insane. It's just too much. All right, Kevin's looking at a picture
now.
Wow. Yep. That is happening.
That wraps around the front of his shoulders,
it is,
too.
It is a full back tattoo that is
wow
full of back. Well,
there's a lot of back. And there's a lot
of back.
There's a lot of color.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of white, pasty back.
It's a look that he chose. Well, Matt Damon was on Trevor Noah's show, and Trevor asked him, what's with your best friend's tattoo? And Matt tried to stay neutral under pressure, saying, it's not one man's job to tell another man what he can do to his back. I support him in all of his artistic expression. You know, inside, Matt's like, dude, that is the worst.
What are you doing?
It is not okay. Whew. I mean,
That's
something.
That's a spectacular tattoo.
It really is.
I love it.
It really is.
I have to get it.
And when you play it off like it was for a movie,
right.
And then somebody, it seemed like an aerial photo, like zooming in on his back on the beach. Can't hide that.
No.
And in case you missed it yesterday late in the show, it was announced that Seth Rogen and his wife Lauren, they put together this wonderful event. It's called Hilarity for Charity. It's to raise awareness for Alzheimer's disease. They've been doing this since 2012, and it's something that you buy a ticket, you see some of the best stars up there. But now
We've
they're
talked
doing
to Seth several years about it, and
yeah.
It's just one of the best charities. It
Absolutely.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Sells out every single year. Well, this year is going to be no different. It will sell out, but we can all watch it. Why? Because it's going to be taped before a live audience in LA on March 24th. That would be tomorrow, but available globally on Netflix coming in April, which is fantastic. And when I tell you some of the lineup, you're going to want to watch this. Tiffany Haddish, Sarah Silverman, Michelle Wolf, John Mulaney, James Corden, The Muppets, Nick Kroll, Kumail Nanjiani, Sacha Baron Cohen, Jeff Goldblum, Michael Che, Craig Robinson. Are you
kidding
me?
Wow, that's crazy.
That will be wonderful. So, Hilarity for Charity. It is going to be on Netflix coming up in April. So, we'll let you know when you can check that out as well. Some birthdays for you. We have got Blur, Gorilla Singer, Damon Albarn, and actresses Catherine Keener and Carrie Russell. And that's what's happening.
I learned the Mexican dialect. There's different dialects in different countries, right? There's like small differences. I figured that out when I was 10 years old. I was in Argentina and I wanted to get a hat. And the word that I learned for hat is cachucha, right? Cachucha. But in Argentina, cachucha means So I'm just like a fat little 10-year-old kid trying to get a hat, you know? I go into the store, this guy thinks I'm trying to cop some He's like, what? It's very weird when he took me to the back room. I was like, oh, is this where the hats are? I don't know.
That is one of our opening act contestants named Daniel Weingarten from the Ice House doing some stand-up there. And there's a little bit of time for you left. If you want to be the opening act for the sold-out Kevin Levine's April Foolishness, enter at krock.com now. You have to be 18 or over. Complete your submission and send it to us with a YouTube link of your comedy by 10 a.m. today. So 10 a.m. today is the deadline if you want to become the opening act for April Foolishness. Right now, we're going to give away tickets for April Foolishness with Punchlines.
Punchline, punchline, punchline.
Yeah!
Punchline, punchline, punchline.
Can you tell us a punchline today? Make us laugh, you'll scream hooray. Don't be stupid or you will get dissed. You won't get into April Foolishness.
All right, so people can't tell jokes well, so we're just going to just straight to the punchline. We don't want to hear the joke. We just want to hear the punchline. Mm-hmm. We'll put everybody on hold. If one of them stands out,
yeah,
we'll pick them.
Maybe work on the delivery.
Right?
Right.
Sometimes the delivery is all the difference.
100%.
All right. Let's start with Robert in Alhambra. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Morning, party people.
Good morning. All right. Just the punchline, please.
I said, scissors, I win, and I drove off.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. A nice delivery. Good work. Let's go to Jake in Santa Ana. Hi, Jake.
Hello.
Thanks for listening. What's your punchline?
I don't know, but it requires a clown suit and a teddy bear to clean yourself off with afterwards.
I mean, I think we have a winner. I want to hear that.
Well, we can't really
choose
yet.
All right. Okay.
That's pretty strong, though. Let's go to Angel in Long Beach. Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Punchlines, what you got?
I was disappointed to find out it was full of wet blankets.
Mm. Full of wet blankets.
Okay, interesting.
All right.
All right, let's go to Francisco in East LA. Hi, Francisco.
Hey, what'd it do?
Thank you for listening. What is your punchline? Hello.
Get off me, Holmes.
What if that wasn't the punchline? He's just like, I'm working on it.
He's mad at me.
Get off me, Holmes.
Get off me, Holmes.
Okay.
Is the punchline. Okay. Hold on. I wasn't sure he was there. Were you?
No. It sounded like it clicked off.
All right. Let's go to Philip in Lake Elsinore. Hi, Philip.
Morning.
Good morning. Punchline, please.
You're not turning my skin into no damn canoe.
Oh, dear. Okay.
All right. Hold on.
Like a stalker gone bad.
All right, let's go to James in Ventura. Hi.
Happy party, people.
To you, too. Punchline, please.
Yeah, it could happen.
Yeah, it could happen. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let's go to Patrick in Lawndale. Hi, Patrick.
Morning.
Morning.
A monkey's fart.
A monkey's fart.
Monkey's fart. Okay.
Beautiful, hold mm-hmm. on. And one more. It's going to be Bobby in Lake Forest. Hi, Bobby.
Morning. Tentacles.
Oh, tentacles.
Tentacles.
That's interesting.
Okay.
I mean, does anybody rise to the level, however, of Jake?
Was he the teddy bear wiping himself thing?
He was a clown and a
It has everything,
a teddy
right?
Bear. I mean, I feel like it has everything, yes.
Okay.
So let's go to him. He is our winner. Jake, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You are the winner. You win tickets for the sold-out April Foolishness, which is a week from tomorrow. Now tell us the whole joke, please.
What do you do with 24-year-olds?
Nope. Nope. Jake, nope. No, sir. We rescind the offer. Once Kevin stops laughing.
Jesus. We have a
Oh, Jake.
Congratulations. We will see you at April Foolishness.
Punchline, punchline, punchline.
Yeah!
Punchline, punchline, punchline.
Our man Muggs went to the red carpet for Game Over, Man. It's a movie that comes out on Netflix today starring Adam Devine and the guys from Workaholics, and Shaggy's in it, and it looks hilarious.
So funny. So funny.
Why are you laughing, Allie? Is this the question we've been looking for?
Couldn't
have
been more wrong.
So every time we ask Bugs a question, behind the scenes, he's 100% confident that he's right, and 100% of the time he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's magic. Okay.
Yeah.
That's on a side note. We'll get that later. First, this is actually Muggs on the red carpet talking to people who are talking back to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not just shouting, Steve-O, Steve-O, Steve-O. And then Steve-O walks by. Steve-O actually walks up to Muggs, and he has a conversation with him.
Ever since your long stint with sobriety, you have a certain glow about you, Steve.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be so clean?
To be so clean? Ah. Feels pretty good, man. I think to be healthy is nice and still dumb.
Awesome. Steve, any plans for you or any of your jackass cohorts coming up in the near future? We miss you guys.
For sure, man. I was just shooting with Pontius in Puerto Rico. And
Return of Wild Boys?
Sort of, yeah. We decided that we should get together and instead of traveling and doing like sort of science and nature, we went for traveling and doing humanitarian aid and a bunch of dumb stuff.
Look at Steve-O just making me feel worse and worse every day about myself.
How about that? Steve-O's growing up.
Right?
Wow. You follow. He's a good follow on Instagram, by the way. You see a lot of that stuff
the
that
best.
They shot. So that's crazy. I love that guy.
But it's insane because you remember like 15 years ago how down in the dumps he was. I mean, he used to come into the studio.
Oh, we used to think he was going to die. We were literally afraid, yeah.
And to see his, like, it's amazing how the body can just recover from all that.
Yeah. And now he's doing humanitarian aid. That's crazy. Next up is Shaggy. And Muggs really likes Shaggy's voice a lot.
When I first heard Mr. Boombastic, it affected me in a way that your deep, sensual voice hasn't affected anyone before. I mean, it was... has a man told you that before?
By the way, Shaggy in that clip is just laughing. That's his entire participation is he's laughing at Muggs. Do you think, if you had to put money down, do you think Beer Mug does a Shaggy impression for Shaggy?
Oh, 100%. Absolutely.
I don't normally do impressions for the person that I'm standing in front of the person that I'm standing in front of. But here we go. I'm gonna do it, and you tell me what you think. I know I'm not gonna be like you, but here we go. Ready? Here we go. Mr. Boombastic, baby, fantastic, touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
I think it might work for you. It wouldn't work for me. But I think you'll have no problem working it for you, man.
Shaggy, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, honestly, I got to say, not bad.
Right? How did Shaggy not say, that wasn't me? Why? What is wrong with you, Shaggy?
That's a great question. But Muggs
just did that.
Right?
To him.
Right.
Do it again right now. Just maybe it's different in
person.
Don't
clear your throat. Go just
ahead.
Do it.
Mr. Boombastic. Baby fantastic. Touch me in my back, Mr. Roll.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Now we move on to Jillian Bell.
My stomach.
Now we move on to Jillian Bell. And Muggs, there are some things that are not conversations.
Oh,
there are some
no.
things that you say that maybe come to your mind, and you think, I should say this.
Okay.
But they're dead ends for conversation. There's nowhere to go after you say it, and I'll give you a perfect example.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Kevin and Bean audience, the lovely Jillian Bell here at Game Over Man World Premiere.
Hot date, Andrea Kanzler.
Hi, Andrea. Nice to meet you. What's your last name?
Kanzler.
Kanzler with a C or a K?
The C.
My last name is Cantro, so it's sort of familiar. With a K.
Basically related.
I mean, what do you expect them to say to that?
You know, it's just kind of like
that. I have the C and the K sound as well at the beginning of my name. Did you think that was going to lead to some deep conversation?
No, I was more looking for like a bonding moment, like a bonding experience.
Bring him in.
Over a different first letter for your name?
Similar sounding last name.
Or last name? Okay. Sort of similar.
Right.
Okay.
How come you didn't say Jillian? My name's Johnny. That's a J.
Right?
Hey, they don't sound the same.
Okay.
I don't know how to respond to that.
No.
Seth Carr is who in Black Panther? This is what we were talking about a minute ago.
I said he was young T'Challa in Black Panther. He's a 10-year-old actor. And who is he, Allie?
Well, isn't T'Challa, he's Killmonger, so it's Black Panther. It's all the same person, no?
I don't know because I haven't seen the movie.
How have you not seen the movie?
I just don't get out much.
Okay.
But
Black Panther.
But I thought.
Will you go to the movie this weekend?
I will, Kevin. Mm-hmm. For okay. you.
This is Muggs talking to Seth Carr, and it's not the best. It's not the question is not formed great, is what I'm trying to say.
What is it like, Seth, being part of one of the biggest comic book movies to hit the scene in the longest time?
Well said.
Oh, was he looking at you like, I don't, are you speaking English?
What is it like, Seth, being part of one of the biggest comic book movies to hit the scene in the longest time?
That's the word I was looking for, was scene, I guess.
Yeah, you are.
Now Muggs talks to Seth Rogen.
Oh.
How about that?
When you sit down, with the writers and go, okay, we got to have Shaggy, the three funny dudes from Workaholics.
The rule for every movie we make is Shaggy. Not all the writers listen to us.
So he did more interview, but that's all that was really usable on the air. So Seth Rogen was in front of him, and that's what we got out of it.
Okay.
But we got something.
You got Seth.
Well done.
Thank you.
Now Muggs talks to the director, Kyle Newacek.
Yes.
And all Muggs has seen is the trailer.
Okay.
So he doesn't really know the questions to ask about the movie, but he does bring up the trailer, and he asks the director a very strange question.
Beer Mug here from Kevin and Bean. I'm very excited that you have directed such a funny-looking movie. I've only seen the trailer, okay. But I cannot wait to see the entire, 100-minute runtime?
I don't know.
That's really?
I mean, why do you know? You don't know anything about any of these things. How do you know the movie's got a 100-minute running time?
Because before you go to these red carpet events, they give you like a little sheet, and I think I read on the bottom it had the runtime. So that's like,
why would you ask him about the runtime?
I don't know.
Okay.
Tap dancing, I guess. I don't know.
So then Muggs runs into Adam Devine, Blake Anderson, and Anders Holm.
Oh.
How about that? And interviews all of those guys.
What's up, Adam? Hey, you ready for two Saturdays from now? What's up, Blake? What's Beer Mug. Nice
I'm
to meet
ready.
You.
I'm Anders. Sure
thank you, guys.
Yeah. April Foolish.
April Foolishness. Yeah, we're excited to have you.
Hell yeah.
You guys going to roll, Blake? Anders, you going to support your man?
Dude, sure. I know what this is. What do sure. I know.
I do.
K-Rock's April Foolishness.
Yes.
Then, yeah.
LA Live, right?
Yes.
Can't
the
wait.
The Microsoft Theater.
Correct.
Yeah, it's sold out, so I don't know. Maybe I can get you tickets. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think you can. I think you know a guy, right?
I don't know. I might not want to run to him. So.
Congratulations on this awesome movie, guys. I saw the trailer. 2 minutes and I think 13 seconds worth, I was laughing.
Now, why?
Oh, my God. What's with the time?
Why are you Rain Man all of a sudden?
I don't know. Yeah. Definitely 2 minutes. Yeah.
I watched all 2 minutes and 13 seconds
you've
of the trailer,
never been,
guys.
You've never said things like that
I don't
before.
Know. I don't normally how to do math. I don't know.
Was that math?
I don't know. That
no,
was English.
It was just recalling how long the trailer was.
I don't know. Here, let's listen.
2 minutes and I think 13 seconds worth, I was laughing the whole way through.
Hell yes.
I know on Workaholics you guys had training maybe with like, or you had scenes with like maybe a rifle or two, maybe like a single shot rifle. Did you guys have to go through extensive automatic machine gun training for this?
We went through seconds of training. They go, here's the gun that you requested. And we go, thank you. How does it work? And then they said, and we back away.
To be fair, though, then we went to our hotel room and watched a bunch of Keanu Reeves, like, YouTubes where he's just slaying it. So
tutorials, basically. I did get shot. I did get shot with a squib, they call it. It was basically like a very hard paintball. And I have a scar to prove it. This dude just shot me. He was pumped on it. Yeah, he was a little not scared that he shot me. He was like, "Nah, it's fine. You're fine, right?" I'm like, "Well, it's bleeding."
Adam Devine, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm. Thank you guys so much. Congratulations. Have fun tonight, you guys. Game over, man.
Thanks.
That was cool. Good guys. Funny.
Nice man.
Something I will never be.
Game Over Man is on Netflix today.
By the way, I forgot to mention.
With a running time of 100 minutes.
That, and I'm literally wearing the same clothes I was two nights ago.
We can
at the
smell.
Yeah. Weird sexual fetishes next hour.
Oh.
Based on the foot sniffer that we've been talking about this week. First, it's time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. If you want to leave a message the old-fashioned way, you can do it at that number. You remember when, Allie, you were doing the Christopher Robin
No, I don't,
you
Kevin.
You were so moved emotionally by the idea of this coming back.
Yeah, it's Christopher Robin. He finally meets up with Winnie the Pooh for the first time in decades. Mm-hmm. He hasn't seen his old friend. I was tearing up.
You were crying before we started playing the trailer.
Because it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, and I couldn't wait to play it for you guys.
So you started playing it, and then about halfway in...
Yep.
DJ Omar Khan put in a fart sound effect.
Sure did.
And you screamed.
I lost my
ass. You were so angry / depressed.
I was disappointed.
Disappointed.
Yes.
And that's what the first call's about.
Oh my God, I am crying listening to Allie and the Christopher Robin trailer. And I'm so emotional. And then, I don't know to be sad anymore or just elated. Thank you so much, guys. Love you.
Yeah, it changed some people. It really did.
For the better.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and Bean, I love you.
Alcohol is a hell of a drug, right?
Yeah.
Yo, beer mug, fat mug, king of Mexico, king of fat.
Okay, so they're trying to lose weight. It's March Fatness. Mm-hmm. This guy's going to come with some really strong weight loss advice.
Okay.
X-Lax and fat burners. That's all you're going to do. You're going to just calorie count eating your X-Lax and fat burners. I think they're like 5 calories a pill. You got it down 1,000 pills. I don't know, maybe not 1,000. Maybe it's like 500 pills a day. Love you, bye.
Yeah, we don't want to...
I mean, maybe that's not great.
We don't want to recommend
maybe
that.
Maybe don't do that.
Don't do that. Do the opposite.
Remember when we were doing Great News and Dave came in with a story about Malachi?
Oh, for the love.
That touching story about Malachi?
Yeah, sure do.
And afterwards, Allie said, are you sure it wasn't Malachi?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. It's me, Malachi. I was wondering if Diav was there. Diav?
He probably said Malachi as Malachi 20 times during the story, and every time I'm like, he's going to catch it?
Yeah.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Plus, you don't know whether to butt in because you don't want to, it was a touching story.
He was
you don't
in
stop
the moment.
Right.
Yeah.
But hey, there's a new theme for What's Happening.
Oh.
What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? In your butt.
Oh. Okay. Well, that's like a whole different segment.
We have been talking about telling jokes because of April Foolishness and how people tend to not be able to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
This guy proves us wrong.
How does Reese eat her ice cream? Witherspoon.
Okay. All in the delivery.
Yep.
Here's another joke.
Why did Kevin cross the road? Because terrorist situations. Aliens. Uh-huh. Maybe it's just something we'll never know the answer to.
Just by luck, dude called back.
Speaking of terrorist situations, Kevin, come on. Hit it, Steve. Let's hear it. Come on, Steve. Let's go, Steve. Terrorist situations. Huh, Kevin? Huh?
I'd rather not.
Steve, hit it.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, in terrorist, you know, situations or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no, it's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to. That guy
that
speaks truth.
A moment with Kevin.
That guy speaks truth. That's all I know.
Oh.
Stryker.
Yeah.
Calls
the
Afro line.
Yeah, he does.
Sometimes repeatedly.
Kevin and Bean, it's Stryker. Have you had the hot cocoa at K-Rock, which is free by that cage? It is the best hot cocoa I ever had. Okay.
And by the way, there is a cage right by the
cage,
machine. It's odd.
The cage is the prize closet, in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where they keep T-shirts and stuff like that.
Okay.
But it's literally a cage with a lock on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here.
Sorry.
There may be stuff going on after hours that we don't know about in there.
Right.
Yeah. Stryker called back.
The reason why the cocoa is so good is I don't like hot milk. I generally don't like hot liquids. Mm-hmm. I never had coffee. Anyway, hot liquids are not in my wheelhouse. So the hot cocoa, though, at K-Rock, which is free out of the machine. Mm-hmm. The top quarter inch inside the 8-ounce cup is so bubbly. Mm-hmm. And then you're halfway through, and by the time you get halfway, it's down to the bottom, and it's not too chocolatey. And not too hot. Phew. Hello?
Oh, Stryker. God bless him.
Stryker, what are you doing?
I'm so embarrassed by that.
What?
Call.
No, it's entertaining. It's endlessly entertaining. I love it. But what are you doing?
I honestly think I've been lonely the last 4 weeks.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh,
if you add up the amount of people I've spoken to outside of work, it's one. And I feel like sometimes when exciting things happen, my wife's not around, no one's around, I just want to tell you guys how happy I am. Because there's a few things that really... So I don't collect shoes. I don't really... My car is just normal.
What's happening?
I don't know, but he just changed conversations, right?
No, I'm getting to something.
Oh, this is the same... So, okay.
Three things that I would say that make me very happy, okay. Like optimum happiness, would be I'll pay for air conditioning, iceberg lettuce wedge, and the top quarter inch of the foam on the hot chocolate make me extremely happy, and I had no one to tell. All
right. Why don't you? How come you're in seclusion? What's happening with you?
First, I've been
you're
very,
a very
like
social
a hermit crab lately, and using all my energy at work, and then I don't want to talk to anybody.
Right.
Okay.
And then when I good things happen. Mm-hmm. I love you guys, so I just call you on the Afro line, and then sometimes I get distracted, and then the last time I don't think I hung up, but I really like you guys, and I don't see you that often.
Well, we don't see you very often.
I will say this, hearing about tuna sandwiches, and now hearing about the foam, I feel it's brought us closer as a people.
Yeah, well, the thing with the tuna wasn't
don't
just
care.
That the tuna
nope.
was
don't
good.
Care.
Don't care.
The ratio
Ted,
of the
care.
Iceberg lettuce to the tuna, which
Allie
made
was
it
trying. Allie was trying just to smooth.
I
that
was
over.
Just I was buttoning this up with right. a nice little bow. What? Do you button it up with a bow?
I don't think so.
Not
but...
sure.
Stryker, get some friends.
Okay.
We love you.
And second of all, he tagged our van. I don't know
what?
If you saw that.
What?
What kind of an animal is Stryker that would take a can of spray paint and tag over our tagging?
Oh, Stryker.
Yeah, I wrote my name so small, it's like the size of 8 ants. I wrote it in like one of the letters
and
there.
And you thought we wouldn't see it? That was art you were painting over.
Yes, Picasso. It was total art.
What's happening in your butt?
Oh, do I have to answer that?
Do you like it? That's the intro?
Oh. I am not pleased
I feel like
with that
time.
Pause.
Well, at least you finished the sentence.
Not pleased with the pause.
Do you like it for the intro? Is what I meant.
Okay.
Brand new internet roundup coming up just after the top of the hour. Then weird sexual fetishes as well. Right now it's time for What's Happening.
Well, on Friday, around this time, I like to highlight the songs that we have chosen as a crew here at the Kevin and Bean Show for our Spotify playlist. It is called That's My Jam. We update it every single week with a different song because a lot of people don't know this and they find it shocking. We do not choose the music that is played here on K-Rock during the Kevin and Bean Show.
We like most of it, but
we also
like a lot of other stuff as well.
Absolutely, and stuff that maybe you don't know about, maybe stuff that you forgot about. So every single week, we add a new song of our own choosing to our K-Rock Spotify playlist. Kevin and Bean, That's My Jam. If you go to @KevinandBean on Twitter, we have a link for you right there so you can follow along. Just follow that Spotify, and then every week, new songs right there to our playlist. Kevin, why don't you start us off? Your pick is a lovely acoustic. Jam.
It's a weird pick for me.
Right.
But I was on vacation and I was listening to this singer-songwriter and I couldn't figure out what a weird accent he had, and then I realized that I really loved the song.
Okay.
His name is Tom Walker, and he was raised in Scotland. I mean, he was born in Scotland and then he was raised in England. And
oh.
It can be somewhat difficult to understand what he's saying.
Excellent.
But this is a really beautiful song, and some songs are very vague. This one's very specific about you have a friend who has a hardcore problem with drugs.
Oh.
And you're giving him a message that there will always be somebody at home, and the song is called Leave a Light On.
If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, well, I'll leave the light on.
I just love that song.
It is really great.
It's really moving, yeah.
And then they made that into the Motel 6, We'll Leave a Light on for You.
Nope, theme, that's a whole
or
different thing.
Totally
no.
different.
No, very different.
Okay,
so, I don't think it's new. I think it came out last year, and I just discovered it.
It is lovely.
I love it.
Well, then you did something yesterday that I wasn't pleased with.
Uh-huh.
You're like, hey, I'm going to update my updates to the Spotify list.
Adding two, that's all.
Well, no, you wait. These are the rules.
There's no rules.
There are rules.
I haven't seen any rules
written
down.
You wait until the next week, and then that is your song. But no, not Kevin. You listened to one of my What's Happenings yesterday. And
I was not paying attention to that. I found this separate from that.
You dick. What's your second pick, Kevin?
My second pick is brand new, Panic at the Disco, Say Amen Saturday Night. And that album comes out June 22nd.
Okay, just because I like it, I will accept it as two picks.
Okay.
During our That's My Jam.
Yeah, just this time, though.
You get one. One.
I've not seen that written down
in
any
it
rules.
Is. Here it is. Here are the bylaws. 24B. There shall only be one pick per calendar week.
All right. I thought those were both good picks.
All right. Well, since Bean isn't here, we will highlight Chip.
What?
You have picked a song called what?
Concrete. So actually, it's Bean related. Bean actually turned me on to this band called Shame.
Mm-hmm.
And this album came out this year. The album's called Songs of Praise, and the song is called Concrete by the band Shame. And is she with you now? Is she here?
Love that.
Heavy. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Good stuff. Everybody is adding to this. We've got Christine, Dave King, Mexico, Omar. Does he still?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's concerning. My pick is from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa, and they have put together three separate covers albums. I think they started this around 2011, and they cover all blues, all amazing bands. We've got like Ray Charles, Tom Waits, Etta James. They do these covers. But do you remember Beth Hart back in 1999? She did the L.A. song, I Gotta Get Out of This Place. And it was like the saddest song about Los Angeles ever.
Okay.
Real.
Before Tim
like,
Minchin's?
Gravelly, yes. Real gravelly voice. And then you've got Joe that just wails on the guitar. So this is off of their third covers album. It is Black Coffee, which is an Ike and Tina Turner cover. You see, my skin is white, but my soul is black. In a hot black coffee, that's where it's at. That's what I'm talking about.
I love that.
The whole album is just...
what a
again,
voice.
It's bone in music. Those two together just...
We should call the playlist, the Spotify playlist, bone in music.
It really should be. At least 90% of my picks are bone in music. But again, if you want to follow along, it is our Spotify playlist called That's My Jam. We tweeted it at Kevin and Bean. You can just sign up right there, click on follow, and then new music delivered to you every single week. Why? Because we care.
And if you haven't, we're of course not taking any down, so you can listen to them all the way from the beginning.
That is great news. Thank you, Kevin. That
I
is
felt
right
like
here.
It was important to...
Rule 56.
Right, thank you.
We shall keep all that. Songs up.
We don't have rules.
I'm reading it right now.
Keep all songs up.
Some birthdays for you. Actresses Keri Russell and Catherine Keener, and the lead singer of Blur and Gorillaz, Damon Albarn. That's what's happening.
Within an hour, another chance for you to get on the K-Rock Blink Bus to Las Vegas. We do it at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m., you get to win a pair of tickets to see Blink at the Pearl at the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, June 8th. And you also get a one-night stay, and you get round trip transportation as well.
Huh.
That's coming up at 9 o'clock. All right, let's talk.
Is that helpful?
Huh. No.
Okay.
Feels excitement.
Not really. Let's talk Internet Roundup, shall we?
Yo, K-Rock listeners around the world, it is time for the Internet Roundup, so tell all the boys and girls. Say even music too. We've got all the greatest videos, and they're mostly on YouTube. Click your mouse in the air like you don't care. You could watch these videos all up in your underwear. Internet, come on.
Cameo remix for my money.
Yeah, I've said it for years.
You can go to kevinandbean.com or krock.com for the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. Dave, what are some of the stuff? We can't highlight all of them,
no,
clearly.
No, too many.
What are some of the stuff people could look for when they go there?
There's a video of a chairlift malfunctioning in the hills of the mountains of Georgia by Russia. And it's insane where these skiers are being ejected from these chairlifts.
Yeah.
And it's just a pile of chairlifts start building up. People are getting tossed around. They're jumping off. And it's insane to see. And I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Would you say they're scare lifts?
Oh, my, file that. He just got filed.
He knew it.
Kevin.
I mean, come on.
No.
Scare lift.
I will say this. When you say people are getting launched, that's an understatement. They are, it's like they're rocket ships. It is insane when you watch
it. It's like you hit an eject button.
Yeah.
It is pretty sweet.
Yeah. Also, we added some great trailers that were released this week. Sicario.
Sicario 2?
Sicario 2, the sequel, oh, Day of the Soldado.
Did you have to look that up?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Tag, which is a new funny movie with Jeremy Renner, and the Deadpool 2 trailer, which was released yesterday.
Which is great.
So that's cool.
There are also some that we want to highlight. One is Jay Farrow doing some impressions, but he calls them nano impressions. They're very, very short impressions. And here the first one is Denzel, then Dave Chappelle, then Cat Williams, then Eddie Murphy.
Officer, one word. Two words. Training day.
Oh, no, son. That costs $200,000. I should have got a goldfish. It don't even matter, bitch, because my hair's fabulous. I'm so sexy. Look at my ass.
That's a good one. That's a funny one with a whole bunch of other ones in there. They played System of a Down for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they got their reaction. Little kids. And the kids, some of them love the System of a Down. Some of them, not as big fan.
They're talking really fast. Oh, my goodness.
I think he's being really crazy, and I don't understand what he's doing. Change so quickly. This is a weird music video. It's like a combination of everything. It's sort of cool, actually.
I like the music, except for like in the beginning when he was screaming all weird like that.
This is so much metal, and I love it.
Yes.
There's a lot of yelling in it.
It's just so amazing.
Awesome. I loved it.
That was crazy.
It's something. It could take some time getting used to.
The Fresh Brothers have these great reaction videos. They always do this kid reacts, elders reacts, or, you know, stuff to you. I wish we could send them Kevin and Bean tape and then have kids react to it.
That's probably not a good idea.
No, that'd be awesome. That.
And the final clip that we want to highlight is a little girl who's reading about a duck. She's reading out loud about a duck, and she's not exactly pronouncing the word duck the way that it's meant to be pronounced.
The duck. I have a duck in my hand, and I'm a mother goose.
What?
She's holding duck. The goose. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
The dick I want is dick. My third goose I want to.
It's a... I think you're saying the wrong word.
No, I'm not.
Are you sure it's not a duck?
It's a duck.
Yeah.
All right. You see, this is why kids shouldn't read. It's reading sucks. Don't do this.
That's the point, right?
If she was watching TV, she would have got it right away. So stop reading, more TV.
I'm not positive that's the message, but that is the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Those videos were awesome. Now, baby, go watch the Internet Roundup. Yeah!
Just just after 9, we do Keep It 100 on Fridays. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
See what you guys pick. First, a warning.
Due to mature subject matter, viewer discretion is advised.
Oh. Also,
viewer discretion advised.
Plus.
Well, maybe it's a good time for me to mention that parents with small children listening might want to be aware that this particular talk is intended for a more mature audience.
And
viewer discretion is advised. Mm-hmm.
Plus,
this program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
In addition to,
this program contains adult content and is not meant for children.
Along with,
I have to warn you, some of this is clearly inappropriate for young viewers. Please ask your children to leave the room.
Also,
this program contains sexually explicit dialogue. Viewer discretion is advised.
Okay,
and
the following program contains mature content.
I think
viewer
we get
discretion
it.
Is advised.
I think we got it.
Just in case.
The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
Okay.
All right, listen.
It's not clear, though.
It's not clear yet?
The following program contains adult language and subject matter. Viewer discretion advised.
Now it is.
Okay. We're talking about weird sexual fetishes.
Oh.
This came up from the foot sniffer, which is a 52-year-old man that was going into a library, and he was crawling under tables, and he wasn't kissing. He wasn't touching in any way.
Mm-hmm.
He was turned on by the smell of feet.
Okay.
Now, I assume that it's true that you can't control what you're turned on by.
Yeah.
Not his fault that he's turned on by that. Mm-hmm. It is his fault that he's crawling under tables in the library to smell strangers' feet.
Yeah, there should be consent with all these, obviously.
Correct. So we want to talk about weird sexual fetishes, the things that turn you on that are not necessarily what everybody else thinks of as sexy. There's a list of 1,000 of them online, and they all have long, long involved names.
Okay.
I mean, there's arousal to statues is a thing. Arousal to a statue.
Okay, like Lou Robitaille out in front of the Staples Center?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Chick Hearn, right? Sitting at that desk?
Right.
All right.
There's arousal to an amputee? That's a thing.
That is a thing.
That is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't make that up. There's arousal to oneself as an amputee.
Okay. No, there are people that want to cut off a limb.
Yes.
Because they think that that's hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's that one's super weird.
Yeah, that's lot.
That's there's a lot of wrong going on there in the head.
Yeah.
Having said that, you can't really control what turns you on.
Right.
So we're going to look for yours at 1-800-520-1067 if you have strange sexual fetishes or just fetishes that your friends, maybe they don't understand fully and they're not on board.
Or maybe one that you were introduced to, like a guy was like, will you put this diaper on me? And do you mind using this powder? And you're like, you need to go. I can't do this, Bobby.
Okay, so it's not yours.
Wait, what?
Bobby?
I'm sorry.
You named a guy there.
Oh.
Yeah, that was odd. Yeah, maybe you were introduced to it by somebody else and you liked it or didn't like it.
Yeah.
We'll take your calls as well at 1-800-520-1067. You don't want to know what coprophilia is.
You don't?
Nope.
What? Now I want to.
You don't want to.
A little bit?
Arousal to?
Cops.
Feces.
Oh.
I said you didn't want to. I told you ahead of time that you didn't want to know it, and then you made me tell you.
Okay.
There's arousal to the elderly.
Well, I get that.
There's arousal to insects.
You said insects.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. But the elderly, like
you get the elderly thing?
Yeah. Clint Eastwood, hot.
Yeah, but isn't
Michael Caine,
hot. But wait a minute. Aren't they exceptions, though?
Sure. I'm not.
A 80-year-old walking down the road.
Yeah, I am not going to a nursing home. Like, what's up, Jimmy? You going to eat all that Jell-O?
I can just about walk. I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
What's up, Rupert? I got some tapioca. I'm not at that level yet.
Not yet.
Uh-huh. Give me tap.
There's arousal to sex in front of mirrors.
Okay.
There's arousal to stone and gravel. People are aroused by gravel.
Huh. Okay.
There's arousal to bees and wasps. I mean, it's endless.
Yeah.
It's endless what people seem to be aroused by. So if you have a weird sexual fetish, feel free to call us at 1-800-520-1067. There's arousal to sucking on a person's nose. Have you heard of that?
No, but I got a whole lot of it if you'd like to hang.
Sucking on a person's nose.
Huh. Well, there are people also that like licking eyeballs. That's a thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. This is real.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't want to read that one. There's arousal to feet is I don't want to say it wrong. Podophilia?
Mm-hmm.
Arousal to feet?
Okay.
There's arousal to people stuttering?
Okay.
That's an actual
sexual
fetish.
All right.
I mean, the list is endless.
Yeah.
There's arousal to the thought of hellfire and damnation?
Sure.
No, I'm saying sexual arousal.
Yeah. When I think of the end days, yeah,
that
absolutely.
Really gets you going?
Just a dude just holding the Bible, waving it.
Arousal to tickling other people.
There are tickle fetishes.
And that's
sure.
a weird one, though, because you're not being tickled, but you're tickling someone else.
Yeah, you're getting the reaction from the people. There are so many whack jobs, and by whack jobs, lovely people that listen to the show, that I can't believe that we're not going to hear some that either we've never even thought of.
Right.
Or some that we're like, all right, maybe.
There's arousal to wood.
Well, sure.
Not that. Oh. I mean, real wood. Actual wood.
Like lumber?
Yeah, lumber.
Like balsa?
Yes. Yes, people are aroused to that. Let's take one phone call right now. Let's make it Jason in Compton. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning, guys.
We're talking weird sexual fetishes.
Yeah, everybody says it's weird, but I just don't feel the same. But I love small girls, little vertically challenged midgets.
Little people.
Yes, I love them. I don't know what it is. I don't know where it came from, but I just love the whole thing where I can just pretty much pick them up and toss them around and do whatever the hell I want.
Okay.
yeah, I know.
I mean, it's a
listen,
little...
it's what you're into, but are we talking about people with actual dwarfism or just, you know, girls like Chip that are 5'2"?
No, I'm talking like 3 feet and under.
Okay.
Yeah, too tall, man.
All right. Yeah, Chip, you're out. You are out.
Way too tall. Okay. Jason, I have to tell you a quick story then, because you would have been in heaven. I was in Las Vegas. I ended up in a bar where Mini Kiss was playing.
Did you say Mini Kiss?
I said Mini
Kiss.
Okay, yes.
All right.
So it's four little people dressed up like Kiss.
Uh-huh.
And the lead singer, at one point in the night, if I remember correctly, was humping my leg.
Yeah. All right.
Now, I wasn't really listening to George.
Yeah, Jason. Jason needs a minute.
Now, I wasn't really turned on by that. I love the weirdness of it.
Uh-huh.
But I wasn't really turned on sexually by that. Mm-hmm. But that would have been perfect for you, Jason.
Yeah. I actually saw Bridget the Midget in Garden Grove, and I was with my stepdad, and she was with her mom, and we had a little party afterwards.
Did you?
Well, interesting you would say that, because that is who was humping your leg, and you went to a bar with her after, Dave is saying, Kevin.
Oh, no.
Bridget the Midget.
Yes, yes, she's awesome. Cool girl.
Yeah,
that's
Kevin.
Right.
Anything to add?
That's right.
All right.
Hey, Kevin, let's go to Vegas.
Eskimo Brothers. Kevin is doubled over. The memories are flooding back. Okay, well, he composes himself. Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. You can also text us there as well if you would like to share your, well, your interesting sexual fetish.
That don't involve me in any way, please.
Maybe.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 852. Love this time every Friday,
mm-hmm.
because we do Keep It 100.
It's the best.
Where you get to pick the song. If it's in the K-Rock library, if we have it here in the library, we will play it. You text 1-800-520-1067. Here are some of the songs that you've picked in the past. So you text right now, 1-800-520-1067 with your request. And just after the top of the hour, we will play your song if you are Texter 100.
I still think it's one of my best ideas that I ever came up with.
You didn't come
Keep
up with that
Keep it 100,
idea.
Right?
I pitched it.
I came up with that.
I pitched it like five times and it got turned down every time.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden everybody seemed to be in the mood. They're like, hey, that sounds like a good idea.
Six times a charm. I have said that,
that
and I will say it to the day I die.
Nice work.
Thank you so much.
What's happening?
Well, we all know Jensen Karp.
Love.
Great friend of the show. You may know him as our beef correspondent. You may know him as Hot Carl.
Sure.
You may know him as the creator, executive producer of Drop the Mic. He's a rap battler.
He is.
He's a great guy.
You may know him as an author from Kanye West Owes Me $300.
Absolutely. You might know his girlfriend, Danielle Fishel, best known probably for playing Topanga on Boy Meets World. And then, of course, the spinoff Girl Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
They've been dating a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, they made it official. They're getting married.
Yay!
I saw this. Well, first of all, I saw their Instagrams and I was like, this is adorable. Here is what Jensen put on Instagram. We got engaged today. I don't have anything witty or funny to say to accompany this picture. She's just the greatest person in the world. And to imagine someone I went to high school with was always my person is remarkable. You never know. With just the most adorable picture. This is what I love about Danielle. She wrote, I woke up today thinking it would be a normal day, and it was anything but normal. I put on my Genghis Cohen t-shirt, went to see Jensen at work, where I proceeded to screw up a very...
Oh, good! Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt that.
Where I proceeded to screw up a very romantic marriage proposal by being too efficient. This is very on brand for me. The future Mr. and Mrs. Karp are now engaged, and no one is more excited than I am. And I thought, this is the
That's
greatest
awesome.
Ever until People Magazine. This is their title. Girl Meets Engagement Ring. And I was like, why'd you ruin it? You ruined it all for me. But those two, oh, just lovely.
No mention of even the guy. She
oh,
just met
no.
the ring.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Jensen, whatever. Girl Meets Engagement Ring.
I love Jensen. I'm happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very happy.
Absolutely. Have you ever seen the segment that happens on James Corden's show, Late Late Show with James Corden? It's called Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts.
Is that where they eat really
they
bizarre stuff?
They have to eat
yeah.
something disgusting.
Or answer a really
or
bad personal question.
Tell the truth, essentially. Yes. So James Corden says to the adorable Drew Barrymore, hey, if you had to rank these three co-stars in best to worst, how would you do it? And the co-stars were Jake Gyllenhaal, Hugh Grant, and Adam Sandler. So wouldn't you think...
She would eat whatever was put in front of her?
Nope.
Oh.
she did not do that. She had to rank her least talented co-star.
Okay.
I mean, who are you going with?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler, right?
I mean, that's easy.
Right?
Yeah, right.
I literally am doing this because I won't make it. I'm going to pooth all over the place. I'll say Adam, Hugh, Jake.
In that order.
Yeah.
Adam most,
yeah.
then Hugh, then Jake. It's an honest answer.
I'm all sorry, right. Jake. It was the turkey testicle.
It was the turkey ball.
Yeah.
What? What did she? Was she confused? And she meant Jake's the most, and then Hugh Grant, and then
she didn't sound confused.
What?
Right.
I did not see that coming.
Wow, that's shocking.
Yeah. However, fellow guest John Boyega was asked to reveal his salary for the Star Wars franchise or eat a water scorpion. He ate the hell out of that water scorpion. He is not letting anybody know. Yeah, that is nuts. Wow.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Yep. Sure, sure is. Monty Python, coming to Netflix, you guys. Netflix has picked up the international rights to the Monty Python catalog. So it's going to be coming out in the UK and in Canada April 15th, and then later in the US later in the year. And this includes not only the Monty Python movies, but also their box set and then movies from the individual members, like Eric Idle's What About Dick? And if you haven't seen that, it's so good. It's Russell Brand, Eddie Izzard, Tracy Ullman, Jim Piddick. It is fantastic. So I can't wait for that. Monty Python, just
yeah,
right there.
That's pretty strong.
Readily accessible. That is some real good stuff. Some birthdays for you. we've got actresses Catherine Keener, Keri Russell, and the lead singer of Blur and Gorillaz. It is singer Damon Albarn. And that's what's happening.
At this time, every Friday, we do Keep It 100.
I got to keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
I keep it 100, baby. I keep it 100.
Keeping it 100.
So we take the 100th texter at 1-800-520-1067. You get to pick the song. As long as it's in the K-Rock library, we will play it.
Texter 99, just missing out by one. That was Dan from West Hills. He wanted to hear The Rentals, Friends of P.
Oh.
I love that song.
It's been a long time.
And then Texter 101, Chrissy, I was pulling for you too. She's from Pomona. She wanted Madness, One Step Beyond.
Ah.
Really good songs. But you know what? It all came down to Texter 100, Tim.
Hey, Tim from Los Angeles. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you. I hear that you're a Kings fan.
Kings fan and Galaxy fan, too.
Tell me you saw the Kings game last night, 7-1.
I was at the office.
You son of a bitch.
I know.
Andrzej Kopitar scored 4 goals.
I know. I know.
You son of a bitch. You're not doing the right thing, man.
I agree 100%.
All right. Zlatan Ibrahimovic coming to the Galaxy. It's official.
Yeah.
Kevin, you just like saying it because you finally nailed a name.
It's a name that I've heard for a long time, and I sort of have learned it through the years.
Yeah.
But that's true. I could actually say someone's name.
Say it again.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Wow.
Not as well, but close.
But still.
Tim, what song would you like to hear?
Yeah. How about Ruby Soho by Rancid?
Rancid, Ruby Soho. You got it, and thank you for calling. Thanks for listening.
Keep it 100.
Records of reggae coming through my bedroom wall. Power party up next door, but I'm sitting here all alone. Two lovers in the bedroom, and the other started to shine. My heart is just blank stare. Marquee, she will never understand. Once again, he's leaving, and she's there with tear in her eye. Embraces with a warm gesture. It's time to say goodbye.
Thank you, Tim from Los Angeles, for that request.
Did it occur to any of us maybe that was Tim from Rancid?
I don't believe so.
What if it was?
But I don't think it was. I think it was just a listener that wanted to hear it.
That would be rad, though, right?
It would be cool.
Just disguising his voice. It's like, I'd like to hear some Rancid because they're the best. I love Tim Armstrong.
We will do Keep It 100 again next Friday morning at this time.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:40. Miss Kat Corbett is joining us as well.
Hi.
Hi, Kat.
Hi.
We're going to check in with you in just a minute, find out what's going on here in L.A., but I'm going to get through a couple what's happening stories first, because seriously, you guys, when you see that Chris Evans has done a story with the New York Times, a profile, if you will, and it says he's leaving Marvel after Avengers 4, you kind of freak out. But apparently after reshoots for Avengers 4 this fall, he's officially done making Marvel movies. And he signed, like most Marvel actors, a 6-movie contract. Avengers 4 extended his contract to finish Captain America because of his arc. But after that, it is over. And he wound up saying this: part of the problem with being Captain America is that people don't recognize me at all. I can look them right in the eye. Like I'm invisible. He's so full of crap. So then another quote that I was just like, what is happening in this interview is this, that he takes tap dancing lessons 2 times a week in New York City because he believes the art form is, quote, waiting to have its day.
No.
He's having a great time, isn't he?
Is he? Is he taking the P, or is he having a serious moment with this interviewer? Because he is a tap dancing fool.
I don't know. You put the two of those together, and I feel like he's just making us up.
I think he's funny.
I do too.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah. Really bummed me out. The
Who
article
wouldn't recognize him, by the way. Yeah. Who wasn't? There's not one person that wouldn't.
Come on,
super hot,
right? And he carries that shield
and that beard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. Dave just put up a note. Mm-hmm. The King of Mexico.
Yeah.
Our producer.
Right.
That says, "quote I love tap dancing."
Oh,
he would.
God,
he would.
Yep.
There he's is no way.
He's a tap dancing hipster.
Guarantee. There's no way that Dave has any sort of rhythm involved to tap dance. Tap dancing is hard. I mean, it is legitimately hard, and it is a workout. No way Dave the King of Mexico tap dances.
I was a tap dancer.
I don't think I can tap dance, but I do enjoy watching it.
For how long, though?
Oh, I mean, man, dude. You watch it. You can dance. It's my favorite. That in Bollywood.
You watch it for like 5 seconds to go, hey, that's a thing, and it looks hard, but what else you got? Right?
Oh, dude, I can watch whole routines on it. It's great.
That's just not true.
I quit.
Right.
Also in this interview, and it made me so sad, was the article reveals that he has called it quits with Jenny Slate. Again. After they reconciled last October, I didn't know they got back together, and I had finally come to terms with the fact that they weren't together. Kat, these are two massholes that came together and became the coolest couple ever. How did I not know that they got together again, spent the holidays with each other's family, and now they're done again? I was better off not knowing that they had reconciled.
Okay, wait a minute, though. Wait a minute.
Yes.
So you were upset that they had broken up.
Yes.
And now you're upset that they broke up.
Again. So I didn't know they got together.
Okay, so how is it any different?
It's totally different because they got...
One minute before you found out, you were sad that they were broken up.
Right.
Now you're sad that they're broken up.
Now I'm not disappointed. I am legitimately angry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not at all. But feels good saying it. Really does.
Just like Dave's into tap dancing.
He is full of it. And finally, the 1984 hit, The Karate Kid, will be back in 700 theaters for a day on April 25th.
Yes.
Why? Oh, because it's plugging the upcoming YouTube Red original series, Cobra Kai, which begins streaming May 2nd. So you see the original Karate Kid on April 25th. You've got a whole week to reminisce, relive Daniel, that whole story. A little tidbit. Allie with an I, you know, his love interest in the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm A-L-L-I-E, so that bothered me when I watched it because I wished I was Allie with an I. But I found out where her house was in the movie with the pillars and all the stairs.
Do you know that we're still on the air?
The house is
I feel like you're about to call the police here.
The house is in Encino.
Okay.
And my friends and I would go there and we'd run up the stairs and like we'd reenact that we just had a date with Danny. Daniel LaRusso. Hey, Kat,
how do you do this every day?
To tell us.
Well, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
You're here to tell us about some pretty damn cool stuff happening this weekend.
Yeah, lots of kind of cool movie stuff. If you're into Ready Player One, I love the book, Ernest Cline. Anybody read books there?
I didn't read the book.
It's good.
Reading is for losers. That's my...
So, you know, with the movie coming out, they're doing a live maze challenge. Hollywood and Vine is where it's located. It is free. It is all ages. They say they recommend reservations, but I know there's walk-ups. And so it's a maze, and you can choose your ending. You can choose your path.
That sounds cool.
And try to get through it. And if Ready Player One is very, you know, it's very AI. It's it's all that stuff, the visual, you know, illusions, if you will. So it's a really fun little trip.
That sounds fun.
Let me see. Decline of Western Civilization to the Metal Years. Are you guys familiar with this documentary?
I am not.
Sure.
I was not. I didn't
see
it.
It's like the heyday.
Okay, so Penelope Spheeris did a few documentaries on especially the L.A. scene. She also directed Wayne's World, to give you some perspective,
right?
But she did a documentary on the Metal Years, and specifically like what's going on in Los Angeles. So there's like footage of Gazaris, you know, on the Sunset Strip. There's all these bands, and watching them say how they're going to make it, and there's nothing else they can do. Like now, realizing you don't even know who those people are is really sad.
It's like the cult movie for Heshers.
It really is. Yeah. Like the dude from Wasp is laying in a pool on a float, just chugging vodka while his mother sits by. It's actually kind of really sad. Anyway, so down in Santa Ana, they're doing a restoration screening of the film tomorrow, and a Q&A with director Penelope Spheeris, and that is at the Frida Theater, I believe. So, like, Motorhead and Kiss and like, lesser-known bands are featured, and lots of girls in tube tops. So,
I mean,
if that gets you.
Right.
All right. Now let's move on to some serious stuff, because Die Hard, the drinking game.
Die Hard is one of my top five movies of all time.
I agree. Okay. Mine, too. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm a she Kevin. She's a she main. I think I'm a she Kevin.
Okay.
A
Shevin.
So at the Let Live Theater, the Actors Company on Formosa Avenue, they are going to do a live reading of Die Hard the movie tomorrow with a drinking game associated with it. So I'm thinking, like, every time Han says, you know, detonators, you take a drink, right?
Sure.
I mean, I think perhaps when, you know, you get the Han's booby, you know, he's your white knight, that's when you drink a full bottle of Jameson.
Oh.
Right?
I don't hate that.
Okay.
I don't hate that.
And this is tomorrow as well?
This is tomorrow as well, yes, right here in Hollywood.
Okay, so. Final question for you, Kat.
Yes.
Die Hard.
Yes.
Christmas movie?
Definitely. Oh, it's in my top five.
Kevin?
Yeah.
It's a Christmas. Yes. It takes place during a Christmas party.
Right, but a lot of people think that that's just the setting
F
and the
those
actual
people.
Movie. Okay,
it's the Christmas in Hollis from Run DMC is playing while, you know, Argyle's driving limo. It is all about Christmas. Ho 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 on the the sweatshirt.
That's true.
Now I have a machine gun. What more do you need, you awful people? That's a Christmas movie.
I am. I'm sorry I asked. And I love you. And now I'm terrified. Some birthdays for you. Actress Carrie Russell. Actress Catherine Keener.
Keener. Just Keener. It's Catherine Keener. It's been
all morning.
Day.
All morning.
All day it's Keener. It was yesterday and it's going to be tomorrow.
All morning, though, it was Keener until right then. And the
5:50, you said it wrong.
What time is it?
And today you said
I think she's
got
mold.
What's happening?
Now
just
it's 9:48.
What's going on?
Mold on the brain.
Yeah.
Cat, question.
Mold in the brain.
Die Hard.
Yes.
Christmas movie?
Just ask that.
No, not at all. What are you, crazy?
That's what's happening.
All right.
The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a Strikers commercial free-for-all during your drive home today starting at 5 p.m. here on the world-famous K-Rock.
Keep your key near.
Nope.
Don't guard that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey now.
Do not bogart that joint, my friend.
Hey, Bill.
Pass it over to me.
I can't fix stupid.
Roll another one.
Mommy, Daddy, are you getting divorced?
Just like the other one.
You don't care about that.
This one seems to be about quit.
Quit.
And I need another hit.
Who are these crazies, these lunatics that are going to be here? Explain them to me. Because if I'm going to do some kind of a dumb dog and pony show, I'm going to know who I'm talking to.
Take two.
Roll.
My nipples are so hard.
Just like the other one.
What's up with that? This one seems to be
about this man. No, ask Tori Spelling's mom.
I don't have another cent.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
But the polka dot joint.
Huh, what a satisfying conclusion to that story.
Just pass it around.
Yeah.
And the polka dot joint, my friend.
And that's enough said about that.
Well, just pass it on.
Another minute of this bull.
Oh, God, they're so evil. Just please, God, free us from them. They're drunk on our children's blood, for God's sake. Okay, I'm going to stop right now.
Excuse me, everyone. I quit. So there's that. Whoops, you know what that means. It means our time is just about up.
I made this.